Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called Two of Everything, a traditional Chinese folktale adapted for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Coraline, Grayson, Russell, and Birch and their family, Charlotte, Lorraine, and Vivienne and their family, PJ and Rye and their family, Evelyn and Liam and the rest of the Cotton family, Phineas and Penelope and their family, Ian, Isaac, and Lily and their family, and Mariam and Muhammad Ali and their family from Bangalore, India. Thank you so much, Muhammad Ali, Mariam, Lily, Isaac, Ian, Penelope, Phineas, Liam, Evelyn, Rye, PJ, Vivienne, Lorraine, Charlotte, Birch, Russell, Grayson, and Coraline. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and receive a thank you in a future episode, please visit patreon.com/stories and make a pledge. Then send an email to Amanda at storiespodcast.com and let us know who to thank. And don't forget to check out Kids Listen, the app we helped build, for a curated collection of kid-friendly podcasts. Just search Kids Listen on iTunes. Thanks! Enjoy the episode! Two of Everything. Once upon a time, there was a poor old couple named Mr. and Mrs. Hacktack. They lived in China, in a little village alongside the mountains. Every day, they would go out and farm their little plot of green amidst the rocky soil. When they were lucky enough to have extra, Mr. Hacktack would take it to a local market and trade it for luxuries, like oil for their lamps or cotton for new warm clothes. It was a simple life, and when the weather was bad, they would often go hungry. This was their life, until one day, when Mr. Hacktack was digging deep in his garden, wearing his work clothes and his favorite sun hat woven by his wife. He slammed down his shovel, and instead of the usual earthy chunk, there was a deep bong, like striking a gong.
"What in the world?" Mr. Hacktack said.
He dropped to his knees and dug carefully with his hands. Soon, he exposed the side of a big brass pot, twinkling in the sunlight. With a cry of joy, he dug faster, his rough hands throwing up big clods of dirt, until, with a great heave of effort that made his back crackle and pop, he heaved the pot from the ground.
"Oof!"
he said. He fell onto his butt, the pot fell onto his lap, and his hat fell into the pot. Free of the dirt, it was even bigger than he first thought. Bigger than his biggest stew pot. Nearly as big as his wash tub.
"Dear! My dear!" he called out. "Come! Come see what I've found!"
"What's all the commotion?" Mrs. Hacktack yelled back, throwing open the front door. "Oh, my sweet husband! Where did you find that? It's a wonder! It's a treasure! A pot like that is worth lamp oil for a year! And what's that inside?" Mr. Hacktack stood up and pulled his hat out from the pot.
"It's just my hat. It fell off my head."
Mrs. Hacktack peeked inside. "And what's that other thing?"
"Huh?"
Mr. Hacktack said, reaching inside again.
"What in the world?"
He pulled out another hat, just like the first. "How did that happen?" Mrs. Hacktack asked, leaning over to peer into the pot. As she did, her hairpin fell in, her long silver hair flowing down her shoulders. "Oh, my hairpin," she said, reaching in and pulling it out. When she stood up again, she held out her hand, and two hairpins rested in her palm. "Magic!" she cried.
"A magic doubling pot,"
Mr. Hacktack replied. They carried the pot into the house and set it onto their kitchen table, mud and all.
"We have to try something else," Mrs. Hacktack said, and Mr. Hacktack went and found their favorite blanket. It was wide and long and cozy, and they had often wished for another when the bitter cold winds rolled down from the mountain. He bundled it up as tight as he could and pushed it into the pot.
"Now what?" he asked.
"I think we just have to pull it out again," said Mrs. Hacktack, tugging out the blanket. She pulled and pulled, and it kept coming. Mr. Hacktack saw a corner and grabbed it and pulled as well, and after a minute, they were both holding a copy of the blanket.
It worked!
"Husband, my dear, fetch me your purse from the market!" Mr. Hacktack stumbled to the bedroom and found his small leather purse with a few coins jingling in the bottom.
"You think this will work? Think one will be empty?"
he asked, eyeing his wife. "What do we have to lose?" she asked, taking the purse and throwing it into the pot. With a trembling hand, Mr. Hacktack reached in, the pot so big he was in it up to his shoulder. "Well, well?" Mrs. Hacktack asked. Grinning bright as a sunrise, Mr. Hacktack pulled out two jingling purses. He dumped them onto the table, and clanking coins spilled out of both.
"Wonderful," said Mr. Hacktack. "If only we had more things to double. If only we had some fresh fruit and meat so we didn't have to be so hungry."
"Think, my dear husband," Mrs. Hacktack said. "We just doubled our money. We went from 4 to 8. We can buy all the fruit and the meat that we need. We do not have to wait. Next, we'll go to the market, but we don't have to buy a lot. All we need is to get one part of a pear, because with our magic pot, we can plunk one thing inside it. And without some big to-do, we can close our eyes or keep them wide, and the pot will make it 2.
"Of course!
We can have 2. 2 of everything, 2. 2 of everything, double the wealth, double the fun, double the food, double the love."
Our life's been full of single pleasures. Now this magic pot has given wealth in double measures.
And we'll have 2. 2 of everything, 2. 2 of everything, double the wealth, double the fun, double the food, double the love.
And well, who knows if our luck will hold. We've worked hard our whole lives through, so this a reward behold.
Now we'll have 2. 2 of everything, 2. 2 of everything, double the wealth, double the fun, double the food, double the love.
The next day, Mr. Hacktack took their purse, heavy and jingling with coins, and went to the local market. He bought all manner of goods, everything from cotton and lamp oil to tea and thick steaks. Of course, he only bought one of everything, knowing the miraculous doubling pot would give them as many as they needed. When he returned home, he burst through the door, bags hanging from his arms.
"Darling wife, I'm home,"
he called, and Mrs. Hacktack, who was studying the brass pot, was so surprised she tripped forward and fell right in. Before Mr. Hacktack could blink, his wife was in the pot up to her ankles, and by the time he ran over to her, she had disappeared into the pot entirely.
"Darling, come out! Come out!"
he called, reaching in and pulling his wife out of the pot.
"Are you okay?"
he asked. "I'm fine. I was just startled, is all."
"Good, good," he said. "I've gotten the supplies. We can start the doubling."
"Wonderful," said Mrs. Hacktack. "Wonderful," said the other Mrs. Hacktack, pulling herself out of the pot.
"What is this?"
cried Mr. Hacktack, looking back and forth between Mrs. Hacktack and her newly formed double.
"Magic!"
replied the two Mrs. Hacktacks together.
"Oh, oh my," said Mr. Hacktack. "Two wives? I don't know if I can handle this."
"Another one of me?" said one of the Mrs. Hacktacks. "Why did you pull me from the pot?"
"Why did you fall in? he replied. Maybe we could put one of you back in there.
No, that would only make another.
What to do, what to do? Mr. Hacktack said, sitting on the edge of the pot. What can we do? The two Mrs. Hacktacks looked at each other, and then, as one, they leaned in and pushed Mr. Hacktack into the pot. Of course, when they fished him out, there were two Mr. Hacktacks, identical in every way.
What? Why?
Sputtered Mr. Hacktack. How could you do this?
Dear husband, don't you see? Said one of the Mrs. Hacktacks. This was the only way. Now there is you and me, and we can go on as we were, and the new Mrs. Hacktack has a new Mr. Hacktack to love.
And that's just how it went. After that day and a few more purse doublings, they took the brass pot and buried it back in the yard. They had plenty of money, plenty of everything to tell you the truth, plenty enough that they built a second house right next to the first for the second Mr. and Mrs. Hacktack to live in. They were all good friends for the rest of their days, like brothers and sisters, really. And when the neighbors noticed, they only said, My, my, those Hacktacks got so rich, they got two of everything, even themselves. The End.
Today's story, Two of Everything, was an adaptation of a traditional Chinese folktale written by Daniel Hines and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon, with a song written by us both. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and receive a thank you in a future episode, please visit patreon.com/stories and make a pledge. Then send an email to Amanda at storiespodcast.com and let us know who to thank. And don't forget to check out Kids Listen, the app we helped build, for a curated collection of kid-friendly podcasts. Just search Kids Listen on iTunes. Thanks for listening!
Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.